Restaurants in California have been hit hard during the pandemic. One restaurant owner in South Lake Tahoe shares what it's been like to operate with more limitations than those across the border in Nevada.
This is Alex Cox at Gun Barrel Tavern. I've owned that restaurant for 7.5 years. Well, I actually started as a busser years ago and just worked up through the ranks. So just kind of came up through the business and moved out to Tahoe years ago, almost 20 years ago, to be a ski bum out of college. And that's how I came up. We are in the village at Heavenly, right on a corner spot underneath the Heavenly Gondola. We have a large patio. Normally, we have a stage with bands, an outside bar, an outside grill and smoker, an outside environment for drinking and eating, jovial entertainment. Before we really made our business on holiday crowds, weekend business, heavy ski resort traffic, and really did everything we could to get as many people in the door, many people to the bar, seat as many people as possible, and just try to be a busy restaurant. We're profitable, and now in the pandemic, it's completely different. We're trying to mitigate the COVID virus and the dangers that come along with it, and so our business has been drastically reduced because of those mitigations. One of the biggest issues is just how different the mandates are from state to state. Being right on the border with California and Nevada, we have people that are staying in Nevada where the rules allow you to eat inside, and my restaurant's 200 yards away inside the California border, where you're not allowed to eat inside. So people come over from the casinos, they're allowed a lot more freedom. And once they get to us, they're confused and they're angry that they have to follow stricter guidelines. We're left in a situation where, there's no good answers. I'm a new dad, and I take the safety part of this very seriously. It's degrees of public endangerment versus degrees of financial ruin. And especially with the mandates, always changing on what we can and can't do. It's always hard to figure out, are we breaking the rules? Are we being, too lenient with the things we're doing? Or are we being too restrictive and losing business? So it's a tightrope every day. It's been a lot of stress on my staff and my management trying to police the public, trying to inform them. They might be coming from an area where the rules are one thing, and then they come to Nevada and the rules are different, and then they walk over to our place and the rules are different again. So you find people are just flooding into the regions that have the most relaxed rules. It's hard to see where the public is going to land as far as wanting to go out into restaurants after there is vaccinations or herd immunity. So we're going to stick through it and just see how everything plays out. I'm hoping that there's going to be a bounce back to restaurant and tourism, and try and get through it with as little damage to my staff. And when the pandemic first hit, we went full lockdown, and we weren't sure, after the first couple of weeks what was going to happen. So basically everyone got laid off. Once we finally got some loan money from the government, we rehired the managers and core staff just to be on payroll. There's a lot of employees that I consider friends, people that I've worked with for many years, and to see them in such dire straits financially is really tough. For anyone in the food and beverage industry and restaurants, a lot of people are taking a hard look at their life and saying, do I even want to do this anymore, because of how tough this has all been. I turned 40. I had my first, we had our first baby girl. Seeing the restaurants go through this crazy up and down, it's been nothing but challenging. But I try to smile and try to think, I try to tell my managers and staff that this will only make us stronger, and someday we'll look back on this and say, hey, remember when we got through the coronavirus? And hopefully that'll be a day not too far from now.
That was Alex Cox, owner of the Gun Barrel Tavern and Eatery in South Lake Tahoe. This story was produced by KUNR's On Gray.